Today in this superhero series, we are looking at Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is one of the first mainstream women superheroes, which is pretty cool. She is the original woman on the Justice League in DC Comics and the Detective Comics, and it's pretty cool. She is an Amazonian princess. She's from the island of, if I say this right, Themyscira. She goes from there into the world. The original comics was she made her appearance in World War II, and she fought Nazi Germany, and she did her thing. And then from that point on, she has made appearances throughout history, fighting and protecting the world from supervillains, from normal human mishaps, that sort of thing. And ultimately, she is very powerful. She is the daughter of Zeus, and so she's incredibly strong. So she is considered a god. She is trained in hand-to-hand combat. She has different powers of flight, strength, super speed. She can even talk to animals, which is pretty cool. She has artifacts that she uses. She has her bracers, which were said to be made from the a shield of Zeus. She has her lasso of truth. And that's what we're going to focus on today, is her lasso of truth. I think it's really interesting that she uses this so often, that truth is in her comics is actually something that is held to such a high esteem. Truth is, in this world, is something that seems to be very vague. There's the thought that there is no absolute truth. That's a very postmodern thought. But as a Christian, I believe that there is absolute truth. I believe that there is truth that we lean on. And so I kept thinking about truth, and I wondered, what is my most prized possession? I have things, material things that I really enjoy, but ultimately I would have to say my family. My family is my most prized possession that I was, by God put in charge of and to protect and guide, love and cherish. And so I would say that they are my most prized possession. But if we're speaking material wise, in the materialism part of it, you know, I think things that I enjoy and like doing, I would say my most prized possession would have to be practically my phone, or something of that nature, because I use it so often to contact people. It's for my job, for hobbies, for different things, and it carries so much information that if I lost my phone, I would be losing a lot of stuff with it and a lot of practicality. So in that, though, I thought, when it comes to our most prized possession, wouldn't it and shouldn't it be the truth? You know, I say all that because I'm guilty of putting different things above truth sometimes. And I look at truth as something that is highly valuable and highly sought after. And so when I started looking up different things in the Word of God, I came across, you know, how truth in this world has been twisted and used and wrongfully used for the benefit of humankind. And so I thought of, you know, you see certain, I do the air quotes, pastors or preachers that preach prosperity gospel and they sell you things so that, and with the promises that it will help you, and then ultimately all it does is fund their agenda, fund their world. They get the nice stuff, they get all of this stuff at the risk of making you even more poor than you were prior to that. And so you see them use truth and twist it for their own gain. You see people take truth and create a new religion, thought, faith, and they take tidbits out of the Bible, actual truth, and they throw it in to a book with a lot, with some lies in it, and people believe it, and then ultimately that is twisted. So I thought, what is the truth for? Obviously we know what the truth isn't for. We know that the truth is not for our, shouldn't be just for our gain. The truth isn't just for our pleasure. But those things do come out of the truth. And as I look in the Bible, I'll explain that. The first thing we got to realize is the truth is not about us. The truth gives God glory. The truth gives Him reign. When it comes to the idea of truth in general, what is not a lie, it points to Christ. Like the truth. That's what Jesus even calls Himself. He says, "I am the way, the truth." That's how He refers to Himself. So when we think of the truth, we have to think of Jesus. And then whenever I look at the Bible, we see the first thing, the truth is our defense. It is our protection against the world. We see Jesus model this whenever Satan tempts Him in the wilderness. And Jesus thwarts him with truth. He uses scripture, truth, to thwart the temptations that are given to him by Satan. We also see in Ephesians 6:14 where it talks about the armor of God and that the belt of truth. It's funny because the lasso that is the lasso of truth that is for Wonder Woman is actually was made for in the lore of the comics was actually made from the belt of Aphrodite. So it's interesting that the truth is even in the comics is considered a belt. But in the scriptures it talks about that. And what it was made for is it protected us because what the soldiers would use back in the days, they would have these loosely fitting clothes and you would use that belt to tighten around your waist to tighten all of those clothes that would ultimately protect you. And so that held your armor together. And I thought that was a really interesting thing in it, to take both ends of the truth and tighten it around you so that your armor, one, doesn't fall off, but two, to make sure that there is no loose hanging or holes in your armor that can be attacked. And so we see the truth seen as protection and defense. The other two things and the last two things that I want to look at is it saves and it corrects. It sanctifies. The idea of correction, it makes us look more like Jesus. It says in John 1:17, it says this. Let me find it real quick. It says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known." What we see here is Jesus. Jesus is the truth, and the truth came through Jesus. He is the means of salvation. That is Jesus. Another thing is John 8:32, and it says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, 'If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered Him, 'We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?' Jesus answered them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do not, and you do what you have heard from your father. Jesus talks about truth setting them free, free from sin. And they are a slave to sin. And through Jesus, they are set free. And then finally, it sanctifies. John 17, 17 through 19. It says, sanctify them in truth. This is Jesus' prayer for the church, for generations to come. I love this. He says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. God's word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. For their sake, I consecrate myself that they may also be sanctified in truth. The truth is what helps correct us, what helps guide us, what helps defend us. And then ultimately, before all of that, it saves us. And so when it comes to the idea, not just the idea, but when it comes to truth, the truth, Jesus Christ, what have you done with him? And are you relying on his truth to protect, guide, and sanctify you moving forward in your life? I would encourage you to allow truth to become one of your most prized possessions in this world. We are blessed to have the Bible. We are so blessed to have God's word. And I look back throughout time and I see that so many generations and even people today do not have what we have. And we get 66 books that help guide and direct us to be more like Jesus. And then ultimately we come to realize that the truth is not about us, but it's about Jesus. It's about God. And ultimately the truth benefits us, praise God, but it's not about us. So when you start to use truth for personal gain, when you start to abuse truth, you're doing it for yourself, and that's not a good thing. So redirect your mind. Allow yourself to get into the word, see truth, and then see counterfeit from truth, and follow Jesus. Let it guide, direct, and sanctify you as you move forward in your life.